For many people, their weight is such a touchy subject. If you're one of those skinny minis, then God bless you, but the rest of us aren't like you. People are eating themselves to death, and God, well, God is interested in the amazing body that He's given each one of us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In this day and age, there seems to be a constant supply of food. I know there are still close to 1 billion people living in hunger, but while they're starving, the rest of us, to put it bluntly, are getting fatter. As someone who struggled terribly with my weight for much of my life, this is a subject that's really quite close to my heart, pun intended. With food in such abundant supply, the problem is that we never stop eating, and as a result, our insulin levels remain high and inevitably we gain weight. It's a vicious cycle, which now, sadly, we consider normal. Set against that reality, the idea of fasting, well, it seems like an anathema. Surely we shouldn't be starving ourselves, and yet God talks rather a lot about fasting, a lot. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. When you fast, don't make yourselves look sad like the hypocrites. They put a look of suffering on their faces so that people will see that they're fasting. The truth is, that's all the reward they'll get. So when you fast, wash your face and make yourself look nice. Then no one will know that you're fasting except your Father who's with you, even in private. He can see what's done in private and He will reward you. Yes, fasting with a good attitude is a great way of drawing nearer to God. But we also know that in this era of abundant food and constant eating, it has way more health benefits than anyone ever expected. Fasting, the ancient wisdom of God, it never grows old. That's His word, fresh for you today. If you're someone who struggled with their weight and tried every diet under the sun, I get it. You've become immune to all the crazy suggestions out there. But if you'd like to finally slay this dragon amidst all the noise, you need to know the truth. Only then can you be set free. I've put together some science-based resources at 25kgs.com, including a half-hour TV interview with world expert Professor Tim Noakes. It's all free. Check it out. Again, that's 25kgs.com.